Okay, good morning. The weekly shiur in Maseches Moed Katan is dedicated by David and Paula Baumzer and OMO Construction. And the weekly breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch, Lili Nishmas, Shimon Ben Zev, and Fega Bas Chaim. And we're doing Moed Katan Daf Chaf. We're going to try to finish up by 1:45 or 1:50 because there's a speaker downstairs, but that should give us enough time. We're going to start on Daf Yudtes Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, just because without that we're going to lose the whole flow. The Gemara there starts with a question. If you remember, first of all, the pattern we've been dealing with, the rule we've been dealing with, is that sometimes the onset of a Yuntif will stop or cancel out a Nihug Avelus that's going on. So for example, if Shiva is happening and then all of a sudden Sukkos falls in the middle of Shiva, Sukkos will end that Shiva. And the person will stop sitting Shiva. And, you know, other holidays that happens too as well. And the same thing is true for Shloshim, right? If you're in the middle of your Shloshim and then a Yontif comes, the Yontif will cut short that Shloshim. But what we've been saying until now is that that's only true if the Nihug Avelus has had a chance to be observed. So let's say, for example, Yontif comes and simultaneous with the beginning of Shiva, but you haven't had any chance at all to be knowing the Minhagim of Shiva, so then Yontif is not going to cut Shiva short. You need some chance for the Avelus to manifest itself in reality, and then if a Yontif comes, it'll cut it short, but you can't skip it entirely. And so the question that Abaye is going to ask Rabba now is, let's read it. Ba'imine is again 6 lines from the bottom of the New Testament. Ba'imine abayime rabba kavro biregel regel olo minyan shloshim o in regel olo minyan shloshim. Let's say a person dies in the middle of Sukkos, let's say, and you have the levaya on Sukkos itself, on Chol Moed Sukkos. And the question is, do the rest of the days of Sukkos count for shloshim? Do they count for Shloshim or not? We'll flesh out the question as we read on. Do they count as Shloshim? L'minyan Shiva lo komi ba'ilei, we know that they don't count for Shiva. And you're not going to be able to start observing Shiva until after Yontif's over. D'lo naga mitzvah Shiva beregel, because there's been no manifestation of Shiva during the holiday of Sukkos, because you can't do the things that you would do on while sitting Shiva on Sukkos. Namely, Rashi points out specifically, you can't take off your shoes. You're not knowing the Isser Nilas HaSandal. And you don't turn over the bed back in the days when they turn over the bed. Those are not things that you do on Sukkos because it's Yontif, so you wouldn't do that. And so since there's no manifestation of Shiva, you don't start Shiva until the end of Yontif. Right? Kikami boili l'minyan shloshim. But the question here we're asking is, the question here that Rabbi is asking Rabba is, what about shloshim? Dekanaga mitzvah shloshim bregel. Because the truth is, some of the observances of shloshim, let's say for example not shaving, you are being noheg on regel, right? You don't shave on Sukkos anyway. And so you are in a way manifesting some of the practices of shloshim on regel. And so maybe, even though Shiva has been suspended and Shiva doesn't start until after Yontif, maybe you should already start, the clock should already start ticking on the counting of the days of Shloshim on Yontif itself, because you de facto are being knowing some of the Nihugim of Shloshim. So my. So what's the answer? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi answered Abaye, Eino Ola. It's true that you're not shaving on Sukkos, but still, you don't count these days of Shloshim until after Sukkot starts. So just like Shiva is suspended and you're not going to count Shiva until after Sukkot ends, so too Shloshim, you're not going to start counting Shloshim until Sukkot ends, and then you'll start day one and count 30 days out. That's what Rabba answered to Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to bring a few challenges to that answer. Again, Rabba is saying that you don't start counting Shloshim until after Yontif's over. Esave, we now bring a Tosefta that seems to cut against that. Hakover es meso, shnei yamim kodem haregel. Someone who buries his dead 2 days before Yontif started. regel. So the way this Tosefta holds is you count 2 days of Shiva before the regel, and then you literally suspend Shiva for 7 days of your Yantif, or 8 days of your Yantif, and then it's you pick it up right where you left it off, and you count another 5 days of Shiva. We don't do this, but this is the way the Braisa says. You observe Shiva literally in that sense that you don't do malacha. If you have a business, other people have to take care of the business. So other things, again, the regular rules of Shiva will apply. But during those 5 days after regel, where the Shiva picks up, so you're not going to have visitors come to you. Why? Shekfar nisasku bo beregel. So this is a very odd situation, or a very odd halacha, the way it plays out. Because people were able to visit you during Yontif, they, in effect, paid a Shiva call during Yontif, and so you were already observed, in a way, 7 days of Shiva through the Yontif, and so the 5 days of the remaining days of Shiva that pick up after the Yontif are only for the things that you couldn't observe during Yontif, such as Kviya Samita, such as Nilas Asando, etc. But people shouldn't visit you, shouldn't pay a Shiva call during those remaining 5 days. Kolot Shaldavar, the Tosefta continues, Kolot Shaldavar, Kol Shum Yishum Avel Regel Mafsiko, V'Kol Shum Yishum Iske Rabim Eina Regel Mafsiko. So the way this is playing out in the Salacha is anything that's Bishum Aveos, like Nilas Asando, for example, Regel Mafsiko, the Yontif will suspend that observance and you pick it up the last 5 days afterwards. V'Kol Shum Yishum Iske Rabim, with respect to people visiting you, that's different, Ein Regel Mafsiko. The regel didn't suspend that because people could visit you on Yontif itself, and therefore you just played that out through Yontif, and no one's going to visit you now after Yontif. Of kavru shlosha yamim besof haregel, if you bury your dead 3 days at the end of the Yontif, monish shiva achar regel, you're going to count. You're going to count Shiva after Regel, again, because Shiva didn't have a chance to start during Yontif, so Shiva is going to get suspended until Yontif's over, and you're going to start counting Shiva then. Arba yomim harishonim rabim misaskim bo, shloshi yom achronim ein rabim misaskim bo, shekfar nisasku Regel. And because of this phenomenon where people can visit you on Regel and pay a Shiva call on Regel, so therefore they visited you your first 3 days after the Kvura, right, because it was Yontif, and so therefore, for the next 4 days to fill out a 7 day period, people are going to visit you. But for the last 3 days following that, no one's going to visit you because again, you fulfilled this component of Shiva where people visit you during the first 7 days of Shiva. It's just that the other aspects of Shiva, such as Kviya Samhita and Nilas Asando, which were not knowing on Regel, they get entirely suspended until after Regel, and then a full 7 days ensues after that. Fine. All of that is a sideshow or a side point from the last three words of the Tosefta, which are most important for what we're dealing with. It says, V'Regel Olelo. And the Regel counts for it. For what? So Rashi says that Regel Olelinyin Shloshim. The Braisa seems to be saying that the regel counts for minyan shloshim, and presumably we're saying my lava seifa. We're talking about a situation where you bury the dead in the middle of regel. This is the question that Abaye had asked Rabbah, where you bury the dead person in the middle of the regel. So do the remaining days of the regel count for the 30 days of shloshim? And it seems to be saying in this braisa that the regel does count, which is against what Rabbah had answered, which was, it doesn't count. So this is a question, right? Rabbi had said before, Eino Ola. So now this is a challenge to the sheet of Rabbi. Rabbi had said that when you bury your dead in the middle of Regel, you don't start counting Shloshim until after the Regel ends. And now here we seem to be saying, V'Regel Ololo, that where you bury your dead in the middle of the Regel, your count of Shloshim immediately starts. So the answer is Lo Aresha. That's not what this Braisa is saying. When it said Varego Ololo, that wasn't talking about the second part of the Braisa, which was talking about the situation where you buried your dead on Rego itself. It was talking about the first part of the Braisa where you had buried your dead a few days before Yantav started, and Verego Olo was simply telling you that you continue to count Shloshim through the Rego. So it's not a challenge to Rabba, and the Gemara continues with the next challenge. Esve, we bring another challenge. Regel ololo l'minyan shloshim. Regel counts for shloshim. This seems to, again, sound like it's cutting against what Rabba said. Ketzad, what's the situation? Kavro b'tchilas ha-regel, mona shiva achar-regel. If you bury your dead at the beginning of regel, saying you suspend shiva till after the regel, again, because you can't be knowing those nihugim on regel itself. So that's, therefore, shiva starts entirely after yantif. All the regular halachas apply. However, during that shiva that you're noheg after regel, you're not going to receive visitors during that shiva because visitors were able to visit you on regel itself. And then it says v'regel ololo, and the regel counts for the shloshim. And that's a tiyuvta, that's a challenge to Rabba, because there was no reisha or seifa. That was only talking about the situation where you had started, where you buried your dead simultaneous with the start of the regel, and therefore there was no opportunity for shloshim to start. And so here we're saying definitively that your shloshim, that the clock is ticking as the regel goes on, that your shloshim. That the regel counts for shloshim against what Rabba said. Okay, kiasa Ravin, and then when Ravin came, Amar Rav Yehuda, afilu kavro beregel. This is true even if you buried the dead person on the regel itself. Again, this is consistent with what we're saying that this is against Shitas Rabba. Even where you buried the dead person on the regel itself, you're immediately going to start counting shloshim. Again, this is in distinction with what's going to happen with shiva. When you bury the dead person on the regel itself, the shiva is not going to start until after yantif, but apparently here they're holding that the shloshim starts counting right away, even on yantif. V'chein urule Rav Yelazar or Rav Padas, berei, and Rav Lazar also taught his son, afil kavro beregel, even if you bury the dead person on the yantif itself, the shloshim is going to start, the clock's going to start ticking. Tanur Rabbanan, kiyem kfiyas hamita shlosh yadim kodem haregel. If you were mekayim kfiyas hamita, if you already started the nihugim of shiva, such as turning over the bed 3 days before regel started, eino tsarech l'kfoso achar regel divrei Rabbi Lazar. So now we're kind of transitioning to this other issue, which is to what extent does regel cut off shiva? Right? We know our practice nowadays is that, as if you have a funeral in Erev Yontif, right, or a day before Yontif, or 2 days before Yontif, anytime before Yontif, you're going to immediately, the Avelim are immediately going to start Shiva right then and there. And then as soon as the Yontif starts, that cuts off Shiva, and you never hear about Shiva ever again. It's not like we're talking about now where it suspends it and you pick up Shiva later. That's not what our minhag is. Our minhag is, and halacha is, that if you had any nihug of Shiva at all before Yontif started, the onset of Yontif will stop Shiva forever. You won't continue the Shiva at all. This now is Machlokas Tanoim, and the first opinion is that of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that that's true, but only if you had 3 full days of the Niyog of Shiva before Yontif. If you had anything less than 3 days of Shiva before Yontif started, so then we're not done with you, and you're going to continue your Shiva after Yontif. But at least if you've fulfilled 3 days of Shiva before Yontif started, Rabbi Eliezer says, at that point, the onset of Yontif will stop your Shiva. That's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Omrim, afilu yom echad, v'afilu sha'achas. The Chachamim say, what we hold, was that even 1 day of Shiva, and even a miktsas hayom, even 1 hour, or 1 moment of Shiva, 1 practice of niyogav, of eos of Shiva, as long as you've been able to get that in before Yontif started, the onset of Yontif will cancel out your Shiva, and that's it, you won't sit Shiva again.
Rabbi Wasserman's father, who passed away, actually sat Shiva at the cemetery.
Yeah.
He lined up a few chairs, you sit for an hour.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
And then that's it.
It happened with Ruth also.
Yeah, it can be emotionally difficult because you're, I mean, on a few levels. First of all, you don't get to experience Shiva where that there's that catharsis of Shiva. Second of all, you go straight into Yontif, which is kind of a completely different mindset. Right. So it's kind of jarring. It's not the normal way it's done. But that's what we do. We do that. Afilu Sha Achas, as the Chachamim say, as long as you've been able to be knowing that Sha Achas, even at the cemetery, so then where your Shiva ends. Amar Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Shammai, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. He says this machlokes actually lines up with a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai Omrim Shloshi Yamim. Beis Shammai says, consistent with Rabbi Eliezer, said that 3 days, that you need 3 days of Avelos, 3 days of Shiva, in order for the Yontif to cancel it out. Beis Hillel Omrim Afilu Yom Echad. And Beis Hillel says, even 1 day of Nihug, and we know a Mixas Hayom Kekulo, so even a partial day of Avelos will allow the Yontif to cancel it out. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, V'Amri La, Amar Rav Yochanan, or Rav Chia Bar Abba, or Rav Huna, Afu Yom Echad, Afu Yosha Achas, consistent with what we're saying, even 1 day, even 1 moment, 1 hour, let's say, that's sufficient of a new Gavelos of Shiva to allow Yontif to now cancel out the rest. Rava Amar Halacha Ketana Didan, D'Amar Shlosha. So interestingly, Rava says that the Halacha is like our Tana in our Mishnah on Daf Chaf, Yotes Amar Aleph, who says that you need 3 days in order for the Yontif to cancel it out. Ravina Ikla was Sura de Pras. So Ravina went to Sura, which was on the Euphrates River, then Pras, then Nahar Pras. Amalei Rav Chaviva or Ravina Hilcha Samai. So Rav Chaviva took the opportunity to ask Ravina, what's the halacha on this issue? Amalei Afilu Yom Echad Afilu Shah Acha. So he said, as consistent with our practice, that even a moment of Shiva is going to be sufficient to allow Yontif to cancel out the rest. Yasiv Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Akila Rav Yitzchak Ben Elazar. So Rav Chia Bar Abba and Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak were all sitting on the patio of Rav Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Nafak Milsa Mi Benayhu, and the following edict came out from among them. Minayin LaVeilos Shiva. What's the scriptural source for this idea of Shiva? How do we know from the Torah or from Tanakh that you sit 7 days for Shiva? Dechsev, and the source is Vafachti Chagechem Le'evel. This is a pasuk in Amos, which is talking about how your days of celebration are going to be converted to days of mourning. And so the Gemara says, Machag Shiva, the fact that we're comparing days of Chag to days of Avelos, so Machag Shiva, just like your typical Chag is 7 days long, Af Avelos Shiva. So too is Avelos. That's the scriptural source, that comparison. The Gemara says, Ve'im Atzeres Techad Yuma. Well, what about Shavuos? Shavuos is only 1 day, so maybe when it's referring to Chag, Vafachti Chagikam Le'evel, it's referring to Shavuos. Right, Shiva is only 1 day, so maybe that Shiva, not Shiva, we wouldn't call it Shiva then, but maybe your first stage of Avelos should only be 1 day. So the Gemara answers, Hahumi They say it's true. There is a Chag that's 1 day, namely Shavuos, and we do reflect that fact in Hilchos Avelos, but that's for Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. He says there is a paradigm, or there is a version of Avelos that only lasts 1 day, and that is the incidence or the concept of a Shmua Rechoka. Generally speaking, we follow, for most cases that we know of, are a Shmua Krova, where you learn immediately about the death, and then you typically will attend the Levaya, and then your Shiva will start, and you'll commemorate 7 days of Shiva. But in a situation where, and especially back in the old days where they didn't have communication, if someone dies far away, and it takes time for word to travel, and you only find out more than 30 days out, you find out, let's say, a month later, or 2 months, or 3 months later, that your Karov had passed away, so that's called the Shmua Rechoka, right? Because you don't hear about it right away. And there the halacha is that you only sit 1 day. So we have two concepts of Avelos. We have a concept of Avelos, a Shmua Krova, where you sit 7 days. And we have a concept of Avelos where you sit only one day. And so when the Pasuk says, Vafachti chagechem le'evel, that Avelos is compared to a chag, and that determines the length. So some chagim are 7 days, and there that's the paradigm for sitting Shiva for Shmua Krova. And some chagim, namely Shavuos, are only one day, and so that's the paradigm for sitting Shiva only one day for Shmua Rechoka. Okay, now we're talking about Shmua Rechoka. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. Shmua Krova, by the way, the Ritva points out that Vavachti Chagechem Le'ivel. Chagechem is a Lashon Rabim, it's plural, and that kind of tips you off to the fact that there are two types of Avelos that you're learning from the same Pasuk. Chagechem, your holidays, not just your 7 day holiday, but you're also your 1 day holidays. So each of them teaches you a different thing.
It could be like Sukkos and then Shmini Atzeret. It's also Chagechem.
Yeah, Tosfos asks, what about Shmini Atzeres? It's true, Shmini Atzeres is another paradigm of a 1 day Chag. Tosfos asks a different question, which is, what do you mean a Yontif is 7 days? That's not true. Shmini Atzeres, there's the 8 day Yontif. And so Tosfos answers predictably, no, Shmini Atzeres is a Chag Bifnei Atzmo. And therefore, it's not counted as a as that. Tosfos, that same Tosfos, the Dibur Maskil Machag Shiva, points out interestingly, he says, why don't you go to a better pasuk from the Torah itself to teach you Shiva? Mi v'yas l'aviv avel shivas yamim. In Bereishis, who was that for? V'yas l'aviv avel shivas yamim? Who?
Yaakov.
He's for Yaakov Avinu. Right. So he said avel shivas yamim. So Tosfos says, that's a much better source than going to Amos. Why don't you quote that as the source? So he gives two answers. He says, first of all, Kasam Kodum Kfurahaya. That's not referring to the Shiva that took place after the burial. That's referring to a mourning period before the Kfura actually took place. And the second answer is, he quotes from the Rishalmi, De'in Lameidim Mikodum Matan Torah. We don't learn from before Matan Torah, and so that wouldn't have been a good enough source. Fine. Okay, the Gemara now continues in the third wide line. Tana Rabbanan, Shmua Krova Nohaga Shiva Usholosh. I'm sorry, Shmua Krova Nohaga Shiva Usholosh. Classical case of Avelos, where you hear it right away, so you sit Shiva, and then you also are Nohag Shloshim. Shmua Rechoka Ino Nohaga Sel Yom Mechad. And in Shmua Rechoka, where you don't hear it until 30 days after, then you just sit 1 day of Shiva and you're done. Ezo hi krova v'ezu rechoka. Which is which? Krova b'toch shloshim. Shmua rechoka is where you hear of the death within the first 30 days after it happened. Rechoka l'achar shloshim. And rechoka is if you hear of the death after 30 days. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim. Acha shmua krova. V'acha shmua rechoka noheg shiva v'shloshim. So the Chachamim say we don't distinguish in this respect between a Shmua Rechoka and a Shmua Krova. For both of them, you're going to sit Shiva and you're going to count and you're going to be Noeg Shloshim also. Excuse me. So it sounds like we should. Wait, it sounds like you should Paskin. Usually Paskin like when you have a Machogas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. We usually Paskin like the Rabbim, right? Halacha Karabim. So you'd think that our Minog would be to be sit Shiva and Shloshim even for a Shmua Rechoka. Amar Rabba Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shata Motza Yachid Mekil, V'Rab Machmirim Halacha Karabim. As we just said, usually Halacha is like the Rabim against the Yachid, Chutz Mizu, but this is the exception. Sha'af Alpish Rabbi Akiva Mekil, the Chacham Machmirim, even though Rabbi Akiva's Mekil here to only be knowing 1 day, and the Chacham say Shiva and Shloshim, nevertheless Halacha Karabi Akiva, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that you only are knowing 1 day. Why? Because we have a rule that Shmuel introduced to us, which is that whenever you have a machokas in Hilchas Avelos, you always go with the lenient view. That's the rule, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. And we consider a shorter nihug to be a kula, right, because you're not subject to the restrictions. And so therefore, even though the Chachamim said you're noeg shivan shloshim even for a Shmua Rechoka, we pass on Rabbi Akiva, and you only observe 1 day for Shmua Rechoka. Rabbi Chanina asile Shmua de Avua mi Bechuzais. Rabbi Chanina actually had this happen to him. He heard about the death of his father from far away. Also, came to Rav Chista, and he came to Rav Chista, Amrei Shmur Rechuka Inu Nohegas El Yom Echad. And Rav Chista paskin for him that since 30 days had passed since the death, your first hearing of the news now, it's a Shmur Rechuka, and therefore you only sit Shiva one day. Rav Nasan Bar Ami also a Shmua Dimei Mibechuzai. Similar thing happened with Rav Nasan Bar Ami, where he heard about the death of his mother from far away. Also came to Rav. He came to Rav Armalei Hare Amru Shmur Rechuka Inu Nohegas El Yom Echad Bavad, and he also paskin for him. You just commemorate one day. Esavei, but we have a problem. We have a challenge. B'med varma, we're in b'chamisha misei mitzvah. There's a brisa that seems to tell us that that's only true for five of the seven people that you sit shiva for. Aval aviv v'al imo, but when it comes to your father or your mother, so that's a different category. We know that for other reasons, circumstances as well, for your father or your mother, there's more extra stringencies because it's kibud aveim. So aval aviv v'al imo shiva shloshim, you're going to sit shiva and shloshim. So he responded to him that that's just the das yachid, that brisa that you heard, that there's an exception for aviv and imo, that you sit shiva and shloshim, even for a shmua rechoka. That's just a minority opinion. We don't hold like that minority opinion. And in fact, halacha is that even for father and mother, for a shmua rechoka, you only sit one day. Detanya, and we have other instances where we see that this was a minority opinion. Maisa umeis aviv shrabi tzadok beginzuk vadyu achar shalosh shanim. Rav Tzadok only found out about the death of his father 3 years afterwards. Uba v'sholas Elisha ben Avuya. They asked Elisha ben Avuya, zakenim shimo, and the zakenim were with him. Va'amru, and they answered, nehog shiva u'shloshim, you should be noeg shiva u'shloshim. U'kishameis benosha rabbi Achia begola yashav alav shiva u'shloshim. That's another instance where he was told to sit shiva and shloshim, even though it was a shmur rechoka. But those are situations where we see it was just a das yachid. We don't paskin like that. The Gemara now says, is that really true that happened, that with Rabbi Achia, that Rabbi Achia sat shiva u'shloshim? Because we have a story that tells us otherwise. Here's the story. Varav barachua d'Rabbi Achia d'ava barachse d'Rabbi Achia. So, interestingly, Rav was both the... Wait, I'm sorry, was it? Here's how it worked. The way Rashi explains this strange relationship. There was someone named Rav Acha. Rav Acha married a woman named Leah, right? And they had a kid named Aibu. Okay, keep that in mind. So Rav Acha married Leah. They had a kid named Aibu. Then Leah died. I think she died. And then Rav Acha married a second wife, whose name was Rachel, right? Rav Acha and Rachel had a kid named Chia. So Rav Acha has a son named Aibu and a son named Chia. Aibu's from his first wife. Chia's from his second wife. It happened to be that his second wife had a daughter from a previous marriage, and that daughter married Aibu, right? So Aibu married his stepsister, I guess, right? Because they weren't biologically sisters, but that...
They weren't half-sisters.
They weren't half-sisters. They were not, right. They had no blood relationship. But Aibu's wife now was the daughter of his father's second wife, right? Does that make sense? So Aibu married Rachel's daughter, and they had a son named Rav. I don't think his name was Rav, but he became known as Rav later on. That was Rav. So it turns out that Rav's father, right, is the half-brother of Chia, right? Aibu and Chia are half-brothers because they both share Rav Acha as their father. And Rav is the son. So now Rav, who was the Barachua de Rabbi Chia, he was the son of the half brother of Rabbi Chia, du Barachse de Rabbi Chia, who was the and he was also the son of the sister of Rabbi Chiya. Not right? Does that make sense? Rav was the son of the half brother of Chiya, and he was also the son of the sister of Chiya, of the full sister of Chiya. Right? Good. That's who Rav was. And ki salik lahasam, and when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael, Amar le, so Chiya told him, or Chiya asked him, so Chiya is interested in the status of his half-brother Aibu, Rav's father, right? So Chiya said to Rav, how's your father doing? Is your father still alive? Abba Kayim, is your father still alive? Alive. Meaning your father, Aibu, who happens to be my half-brother, is he still alive? Alive. So Amar Leh, turning to Amun Beis, so Rav answered him. He didn't want to give him a direct answer because he thought it would be too upsetting. So he said, Ima Kayemes? He says, why don't you ask me about my mother? Right? Who's also related to you. He's also who's your half-sister, or your sister, right? Why are you so interested in my father? You should also be interested in my mother, who's also your sister, right? So Amar Leh Ima Kayemes. So he said, okay, fine, I'll play your game. Is your mother still alive? Amar Leh Abba Kayem. Why are you asking about my mother? You should ask about my father. In other words, he was trying to break the news slowly and gently to him that both his father and mother had passed away. So Amar Leh was Shmaya. So Chiya immediately realized that both his sister and brother had passed away, and now he had a sit shiva. So Amr, or maybe just Yom Echad, this is a Shmua Rechoka, right? It had been a while since they died. So Amr was Shmaya, so he said to his servant, Chalutz li min alai, take off my shoe. Voich acharei klilu beis amerechatz, and bring it to me to the bathhouse. And bring it to me in the bathhouse. So the Gemara says, Shma mina tlas. We see from his instructions to his servant three things. Shma mina avil asr b'nilas asando. The first thing he said was take off my shoes. So we see avil asr b'nilas asando, and avil has to take off his shoes. Vishma mina shmur rechoka inu noega sel yom echad. We also see that a shmur rechoka only is noeg for one day, because he said, take off my shoe and then follow me to the bathhouse, implying that he's going to go take a bath and he's going to put his shoes back on, he's going to take a bath right away. So his Neo Gavelos is only going to be for a short time. So we see from there that Rishma Rechoka Inu Noegos El Yom Echad. Rishma Mina Mixas Ayom Kekuah. And we see from there not only that, but it wasn't even a full day. We also see Mixas Ayom Kekuah, that even observance of a partial day satisfies the full day requirement. That's what we see from that. But the bigger picture here, the reason we brought this is because we said this is a problem, because we said before that, what did we say? That when the son of Rabbi Achia died, and it was a Shmur Rechoka, he sat Shiva and Shloshim. And now we see that Rav Chiya himself is saying that you only do it for one day for a Shmur Rechoka. So how do you explain it? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Chiya L'chud, Rabbi Achia L'chud. We were asking, before we quoted Rav Achia as saying that, this is Rabbi Chiya. So the Havmin of the Gemara was that it was the same person and that their names sound very similar, and just sometimes we spell with an Aleph, sometimes we don't. And now the Gemara answer is no, there's two separate people, Rabbi Chiya L'chud, Rav Achia L'chud, it's no contradiction. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Avin, Shama Shmua Krova Beregel. Let's say you hear a Shmua Krova during Yontif. U'motzai Regel Nasis Rechoka. But it's, let's say that you heard it on the 28th day or the 29th day, and it's Yontif. And now by the time Yontif is over, and by the time you can first be knowing any Nihugei Avelos, it's considered a Shmua Rechoka. So you heard it when it's still a Shmua Krova. But when you're able to be knowing the Avelos, it's a Shmua Rechoka already. What's the story? Olo ve'inu noeg el yom echad. You count it as if the Yontif kind of continues the count, and therefore you're only knowing one day of Avelos on Motzei Yontif. Tani Rav Ada Dmin Kesari Kamed Rav Yochanan. He quoted in front of Rav Yochanan, Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. U'Motzei Shabbos Nasas Rechoka. Let's say you hear on Shabbos about a death that had taken place 29 days earlier. By the time Shabbos is over, it's now the 30th day. Eino Noeg El Yom Echad. you only do one day of Avelos. It's you consider like a Shema Rechoka. Korea or Eino Korea. And what's the halacha? Do you do Kriya or not? Now that it's Sunday. Rav Mani Amar Eino Korea. You don't do Kriya. Rav Chanina Amar Korea. Rav Chanina says you do Kriya. So Amrei Rav Mani or Rav Chia says Rav Mani to Rav Chia Bishlam Uvididi Damina Eino Korea. My Shita that says you don't do Kriya makes perfect sense. Hainu Dugol Ika Avelos Shiva, because there's no Shiva. So you don't, if there's no Shiva, because it was a Shema Rechoka, so you don't do Kriya. Elu Didcha, Damris Korea, but you say you do Kriya? Kriya below Shiva Mi'ika. I've never heard of such a thing of doing Kriya without there being Shiva. He's basically saying to him, the rule should be that if there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. Why would you do Kriya if there's no Shiva?
Because they need that 1 hour at least. That 1 hour, they do Kriya.
So the answer is, for a Shmua Rechoka, where you only have Yom Echad, you don't do Kriya.
Oh.
The Kriya is only going to be for a Shmua Krova. Mm-hmm. At least according to the Shita. So the Gemara says, is that true that there's never Kriya when you don't have Shiva? The Gemara says that's not true. Vatanya, we have a brace that says, Vatanya isi avuad Rabbi Zeira, v'amri l'achuad Rabbi Zeira, k'med Rabbi Zeira, they said in front of Rabbi Zeira, mishe'engo chalik l'kurala, if you don't have a shirt to do Kriya with, v'nizdamin lo b'toch Shiva, and now you find it in the middle of Shiva, or you happen to get a hold of a shirt in the middle of Shiva, Korea. Then you do Kriya. V'achar Shiva eno Korea. But if you find the shirt after Shiva's over, you missed your opportunity, you don't do Kriya.
I think what we're talking about in this case is the Rechoka and stuff is if there's an obligation of Shiva, but then it gets cancelled, because whereas when it's from a distance, there is no obligation of Shiva. It's just going to be the one day. And that's the difference of why there's Kriya or no Kriya.
We're not talking about where it gets cancelled because of the onset of a regular or anything like that. Right. We're talking about where you're only knowing one day because it's a Shmua Rechoka.
Right, and that's why there's no
Kriya. So that's why there's no Kriya. That's what I'm saying. So that's the sheet that, yes, that's one sheet. The other sheet to say you do Kriya nevertheless. Okay. At least in the instance where you ran out of time on Shabbat. You heard it on when it was still a Shmua Rechoka. Right? This we're talking about the situation where you heard the news when it was still 29 days. It was Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
By the time you're able to be Noeg Avelos, it's now 30 days, and you're only going to do one day. Right? But the question now is, do you do Kriya? Maybe you should not do Kriya because it's really, you're acting as if this is a Shmua Rechoka. Maybe you should do Kriya because you heard the news when it was still a Shmua Krova. Right? Because Shabbos, you couldn't do Kriya. So that's the question. So the one who said you don't do Kriya is saying to the one who says you do Kriya, I don't understand. We never have an instance in all of Shas where you do Kriya without a niyug of Shiva. So here too, you're not being noeg Shiva. Why should you do Kriya? So the Gemara says that's not necessarily true, because here we're about to see a situation where you do Kriya even though there's no Shiva. Ani Rabbi Zera Basrei, because Rabbi Zera answered, Bamedvar Murim Bechamisha Misei Mitzvah. That's only by five of the seven people you sit Shiva for. Aval Ava V'almim Imo Korea V'hoech. But when it comes to the father and mother, you do Kriya even where you hadn't had the opportunity to do it during Shiva because you didn't have a shirt. So this is a challenge to the argument that Rav Mani said. Again, Rav Mani's argument was, you never do Kriya unless it's part of Shiva. And here we see a situation where, for at least for Aviv and Imo, you do Kriya even though Shiva's ended. So the Gemara answer is, Ki Tanya Ahilu Kavod Aviv Imo. My answer is that's an exception, because that's a special Kriya for Kabod Av Imo. But otherwise, it's true, Rav Mani was saying, that you'd never do Kriya except in the context of Shiva. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Kol Amur B'Parshas Kohanim Shekohen Metame Lehen Avel Misabel Lehen. The rule is that the people who a Kohen can become Tame for, those are the people, those are the relationships for which you sit Shiva. Ve'ulein, and these are the relationships. Ishto, your wife. Aviv imo, your father and mother. Achiv, and at least in the first instance here, we're talking about a brother where you share a father. Ve'achoso, and your sister, again, and a sister where you share a father. And the Gemara and the Bryce is assuming here, we'll see in a moment, assuming here that it's a sister who's not yet married. Once she's married, she joins a different family, you don't sit Shiva for her, at least according to this. Fine. Bino would be to son or daughter, Rachman Litzlan. Hosifu Aleyen, then the Chachamim added to this list, Achiv Vachoso Habsua Meimo, not only a brother and sister who share a father, but also a brother and sister who share a mother. You sit Shiva for them as well. And not only that, Ba'achoso Nesua. Not only your unmarried sister, but also your married sister. Bein me'aviv, bein me'imo. So nowadays, I mean, that once you take all this into account, you're going to sit Shiva for all seven relatives and the sister and brother, whether they're from father or mother, whether the sister is married or unmarried. U'kashem shemispal ba'alehen, says the Braisa, interestingly, Kach misabel al shniyim shelhem. Just like you sit Shiva for all these, you sit Shiva for a relative of any one of those. So you're going to sit Shiva, says this, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says you're going to sit Shiva not only for a father, but also for a grandfather. Not only for a son, but also for a grandson. Right? That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Eino Misabel El Al Ben Beno V'Al Avi Aviv. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says not for any secondary relative, but just for direct lines of grandfather and grandson. V'Chachamim Omerim, third opinion, Kol Shem Misabel Olav Misabel Imo. Anyone who you sit Shiva for, if they're sitting Shiva, you join them in their Shiva. The Gemara says, Chachamim Hainu Tanakam, that sounds like the first Shita. The first Shita said you sit a secondary Shiva for anyone who you sit Shiva for. The Chachamim say, anyone who you sit Shiva for, you're going to sit Shiva with them. The Gemara answers, Ika Benayu Imo Babayas. The difference is, the Shita of the Chachamim is that it's only if you're with them at the time. If they're living with you in your house and they're sitting Shiva, then you join them for the Shiva. But just the mere fact that they're a relative of yours, that doesn't trigger a Shiva if they're sitting Shiva. Fine. But it turns out that at least according to Shitas Chachamim here, if, God, let's say, God forbid, your wife loses a relative and you live in the house with your wife, you're going to sit Shiva with your wife and be knowing all the Nihugim. Ki ha damar avlei rav l'chia brei, like Rav said to his son, chia v'chenam olei rav huna rav brei ba'pa, they said, in her presence, you should be noe gaveus, below apa, lo tino gaveusa, and not in her presence, you should not be noe gaveus. Meaning, as long as you're sitting, living in the same house as your wife, you should be noe gaveus with your wife. Marukva shachiv le bar chamua. So, Marukva, his brother-in-law passed away, the son of his father-in-law, right? His brother-in-law, his wife's brother, died. Savar lemesa vale shivo shloshim. And he figured, okay, my wife's sitting Shiva. I live with my wife. I have to sit Shiva with her, as we just said. So he thought he has to sit Shiva in Shloshim. Al Rav Huna Lagabe. Rav Huna came and visited him. Ashkeche, and he found him. And he saw him sitting Shiva. Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said to Marukva, Sudnaisa Bais Lameichal, should we make a Suda Savra for you? Meaning he kind of, I don't want to say the word mocked, but he kind of challenged him in a cynical way or a sarcastic way, as if to say, did you lose a relative? Why are you sitting Shiva? Lo amru kavod ishto el chamiv v'chamoso. Because he said, you only sit Shiva along with your wife for her father or mother, but not for another relative. Here in this situation, her brother had passed away, and so Rav Huna says, you only sit Shiva with your wife for your father-in-law or your mother-in-law.
We don't hold that way.
Yeah, we're going to get to this. The Tanya, as we said in the Brisa, Mishimeis Chamiv O Chamoso Eino Rashai Lekufes Ishto Yos Kochelos Leos Pakeses Kofa Mitasov Eino Yigim Avelos. The Brisa says you don't tell your wife to put on makeup. And to the contrary, you are should be Noeg Avelos along with her. You turn over your bed. You Noeg Yigim Avelos. And the same is true for her. If her father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, meaning your father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, your father or mother dies, to the contrary, she should be noeg avelos with him. Fine. There's another brayse that says the following: Afal pish amru ino rashal kofes ishto yos kochelos yos bakeses b'yemis amru mozeges lo esakos matzas lo mito merchetes lo panav yadavragov. There's another brayse that seems to say that she shouldn't be noe gavelos. Kashin adadi. These two brayses seem to contradict. Elav shmamina kan b'chamiv b'chamoso kan b'shar krovim shmamina. One brayse is talking about for shar krovim, for a brother or sister, let's say. And the other is talking about for her mother or father, you do sit Shiva along with her. Tanyanami hachi lo amru kavar ishto el chamiv v'chamoso bilva. You only join your wife in sitting Shiva just for father-in-law and mother-in-law. But it's true, as David pointed out, we don't do this. Practically speaking, we're not knowing this way, but at least this Gemara seems to indicate that you'd sit Shiva along with your wife who's sitting Shiva for her father and mother.
And it's interesting because they really put down three different opinions and we don't follow any of them.
And that's right, yeah, right. I mean, and we don't even, at least here, recognize any dissenting opinion.
No one says that we don't.
Amemar Shachav Le Bar Berei. So Amemar, his grandson, passed away. Kari Leah, he ripped Kriya. Asa Berei Karabapei. And then his son, meaning the father of the deceased, Karabapei, he ripped it. Rashi says that means that Amemar ripped again to kind of in sympathy with what his son was going through. Tosfos says, no, it just means that his son ripped now. Idkar Demyushav Kara. And now Amemar realized that when he had done Kriya, he had done it sitting down. So Kam Kara Muban, and therefore he did it again. He stood up and he ripped Kriya again. Amar of Ashil Amemar Kriya Demuman Minoan. And he did it because he realized he had ripped sitting, and that was wrong. He should have ripped standing. And so Rav Ashi said to Amemar, how do we know that you're supposed to do Kriya standing? And the Pasuk says that Iov did Kriya standing. The Gemara will continue to talk about this idea of standing versus sitting for Kriya. All right.